Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To Senator Schumer endorsing your opponent.
The only endorsement that matters in this race is the endorsement of the people on Election Day, November 2nd.
That being said, there are a lot of Republican groups supporting your candidacy. How do you feel about that? How do you explain that to Democratic voters?
It's a general election. I'm proud to be the candidate of all the people of Buffalo, over 155,000 people eligible to vote in the general election. I'm appealing to each and every one of them as the best candidate to continue our progress and to protect the future of our city.
In his endorsement today, Councilman Wyatt was talking about the city of Buffalo having a zero fund balance. Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
Councilmember Wyatt is wrong. The city does have a fund balance. We have a rainy day fund of over $35 million. And I have prepared 15 budgets as mayor of the city of Buffalo. And the council has approved every budget that I have proposed, which has cut taxes to the lowest rate in 30 years, have our highest credit rating in almost 30 years, and the value of all property in the city of Buffalo has increased by 169%. So we have been fiscally sound, fiscally responsible, and have budgeted very well in the city.
There are some folks who are characterizing your joint appearance Wednesday at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute as a debate. Is that actually a debate?
Well, after the last debate, it was clear that Ms. Walton did not want to debate the issues anymore. She did not want to stand up for her radical socialist ideas of defunding police, decimating our police department in the city of Buffalo and raising our taxes. She knows that she got hurt by that position, and now she wants to appear at St. Joe's instead of having an empty podium with her name on it.
Do you see this event as a debate?
Well, I'm looking forward to questioning her about her radical socialist policies and why she supports a study for policing that says you can cut $16 million from the police department budget to take away police officer uniforms, take away police cars, and take away police equipment. She wants to destroy public safety in this city. She wants to decimate the police department, and I think she needs to talk to the voters about her plans for public safety in our city.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.